Okay, yesterday we learned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed only if it's a davar ha'aved, if it's something that's going to cause financial loss not to do the malacha. And even then, you're not allowed to do it if it's a tircha yaseir, if there's a lot of burden, if it's a big hassle to do that malacha. So on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, who is the author of our Mishnah? Who holds both of those rules to be true? And we suggested that it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds both of those rules to be true. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to water a field that needs to be irrigated, because if you don't irrigate it, it's going to be ruined, it's going to be lost. So you see that when something is going to be ruined, you're allowed to do that malacha on Chol HaMoed. And also, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're only allowed to water it with a spring of water that's already there, but you're not allowed to build a brand new spring of water. You see from there that you're not allowed to do something that's a major tircha, that's a major burden, because building a brand new spring of water or digging a brand new waterway is a major, major tircha. So now the Gemara says, well, maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Umimai, how do we know that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? We are holding on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. I should have been clearer about that. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom of the page. Umimai, how do we know our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Beis HaShlachin in Beis HaBalo Elamayin Shiatza B'tchila. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only holds that you're allowed to water a field that needs to be irrigated and not a field that relies on rainwater if it's a brand new spring of water. Dilma Asi, and the reason that you're allowed to do that, the reason you're not allowed to irrigate a field that relies on rainwater with a brand new spring of water is Dilma Asila in Pule. We're afraid a brand new spring of water is going to cave in. It's going to fall. Avol Mayin Shaloyatza Bitchila, Dilma Asila in Pule. But if you have something that's already been there, it's not a brand new spring of water, where there's no concern that it's going to cave in, that it's going to fall in. Afilu Beis HaBal Nami. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, such a spring of water, you're allowed to fix up even for a field that doesn't need it that badly, even for a field that relies on rainwater. So says Gemara, yeah, that could be what Rabbi Yehuda holds, but Im Kain, if that's so, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, then Masnis Nara Amantaramya. Then we have no one to attribute our Mishnah to. Meaning we know that our Mishnah deals with two basic rules. You could do Malach on Chol HaMoed if it's a Davar HaAved, and even then you can only do it if it's not an extra Tircha. So unless Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds both of those things, then we don't have anyone to say that our Mishnah is going like. Ella l'Rabbi Yehuda, so rather what we have to say is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Loshna Mayan Sheyatza B'tchila, Veloshna Mayan Shaloyatza B'tchila, it doesn't make a difference if it's a brand new spring of water or an old spring of water. Beis HaShlachin in, Beis HaBal Lo. You're allowed to water a field that badly needs it, a field that needs irrigation. You're not allowed to water a field that has sufficient water from the rain. A Beis HaBal is a field that gets watered from the rain. Why? Why are you only allowed to water a field that badly needs it? Because if you don't, what's going to happen to that field? It will be ruined, it will be dead, it will be a davar aved. The reason Rabbi Yehuda specifically talks about a new spring of water, Lodiacha Kochad Rab Meir, is to tell you just how strongly Rab Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir is totally lenient. He thinks you're allowed to use even a brand new spring of water, even on a field that doesn't need it that badly. That's Rab Meir. He goes against Rabbi Yehuda. He goes against our Mishnah. So main point number one, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can use an old or a new spring, but only to water a field that needs it, only to water a Beis HaShlachin. Rav Meir holds you can even water a Beis HaBal. You can even water a field that doesn't need it so much. So again, Rav Yehuda holds you can use an old or a new spring, but only to water a field that really needs to be irrigated, a Beis HaShlachin. Rav Meir holds you can even water a Beis HaBal, even a field that doesn't need irrigation so badly. Period. That's the end of the discussion of irrigating for now. Itmar, new issue. Hamenachesh, if someone weeds his garden, he pulls out the weeds that are in the way from letting the produce grow properly. Or Vahamashke, someone waters his garden. Vahamashke Mayim Lizraim, someone waters his saplings, his seeds. Bishabbos, on Shabbos, what malacha should you warn him about? I mean, the halacha is, if you want to kill someone for doing a malacha on Shabbos, he needs to get hasra. How do you give hasra? You say, don't do that, because if you do that, you're going to be chayiv skila, right? So you have to tell him what he's doing wrong, though. Don't water that field, because you're going to be in violation of the malacha of... So that's the Gemara's question. What malacha is it when you water a field? What malacha is it when you weed a field, when you pull out the weeds from a garden? What malacha should you warn? So the Gemara has two opinions. Rabba Amar Mishum Choresh. Rabba says it's Choresh. What's Choresh? Plowing. That's an important concept. Choresh. Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zoreya. And Rav Yosef says, like Jordi said, that it's Zoreya. What's Zoreya?
Planting.
Now, it's not exactly either one, but it's similar, and the Gemara is going to explain why it's similar to each. So Zoreya is also an important concept. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Kavasi didi mistavra. My opinion is the more logical one. What was Rabba's opinion? That it is? Choresh. That it's plowing. Why? Why is this similar to plowing? Ma darko shel choresh l'rafuye ara. Just like when you plow, you loosen up the ground. Plowing takes hard earth and loosens it up. Hainami merfuye ara. So this also loosens up the ground. You water it, it loosens it up, makes it soft. You pull out the weeds, it makes it a little softer. It all loosens up the ground. So it does exactly what Choresh does. Amar Rav Yosef Kavasi Didimastav. Rav Yosef says, no, I'm so right, because I think it's Zoreya, because Ma Darko Shel Zoreya L'tzmuche Pira, just like when you plant, it sprouts fruit, Hachanami Mitzameach Pira. So too, when you water or when you weed something, it sprouts fruit. It helps things grow. So it's much more like Zoreya. Armele Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye says to Rabba, you Rabba, you say that it's plowing? L'didach kasha l'Rav Yosef kasha. I got a problem with you, and I got a problem with Rav Yosef. Meaning you're having this argument, which malacha is it? That makes it sound like it's impossible that it would be two malachos. But isn't it possible to just like win the Avera contest? To do one thing that's actually two different malachas? Why are you so certain that it's only one malacha? And you're arguing which one it is. Lidi dach kasha. I have a problem with you because what? Mishum choresh in, mishum zoreya. Lo? You think it should only be choresh and not be zoreya? Why isn't it zoreya? And the Rav Yosef kasha, my problem with Rav Yosef is, mishum zoreya in, mishum choresh lo. It's only zoreya and not choresh. Why shouldn't it also be choresh? It should be both of them. V'chi teman, if you're going to say, kalecha di katarti l'machayev el-chada, that whenever you do two malachos simultaneously in one action, you're only going to be chayev for one, but that's not true. V'am Rav Kahana taught us otherwise. Rav Kahana taught us, zomer v'tzarech le'etzim, if you pull off twigs from a tree, and you're doing it not just to allow the fruits to grow, you're pulling off the twigs because you want the wood also, you want to use those twigs for firewood, chayiv shtayim, you're chayiv for two malachos. Achas mishum noteya, you're chayiv for planting. Why is it planting when you're pulling off twigs? Because you're pruning, you're allowing the fruit to grow. Va'achas mishum kotzer, and it's also a violation of kotzer. Why is it kotzer? Because kotzer is harvesting, and you're cutting the twigs because you need them. So just like when you harvest grain, it's because you want the grain. You're cutting these twigs because you want the twigs. So you see that you could be chayev twice. So kasha. So that's the difficulty on both opinions. Main point number two: machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, whether weeding and watering is choresh or zoreya, but it's unclear why it can't be both. So again, Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, whether weeding and watering is Choresh or Zoreya, but it's unclear why can't it be both. Now, asks the Gemara, again we have this Machlokas, Rabba says that it's Choresh, Rav Yosef says it's Zoreya. Esve Rav Yosef l'Rabba, Rav Yosef says, I'll prove to you Rabba that I'm right, that it can't be Choresh, because it says in a brisa, hamenachish v'amechafe leklayim loke, that if someone weeds or covers up roots with dirt on klayim, he gets malchus. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says af hamekayim, even if he just leaves Klayim growing there, he just lets it stay there, he gets Malkus. Bishlam al-didi. According to me, it makes sense. Da'amina mishum zareya. Because I said that when you weed, it's a violation of zareya. Hainu da'asira zriya b'klayim. So then it makes sense that you can't do it with Klayim, and that you can get Malkus if you do it with Klayim, because you're not allowed to plant Klayim. So that makes sense. But if you hold weeding is only called plowing, there's no issur to plow klayim. There's only an issur to plant klayim. So why would it be a problem for klayim if it's only choresh? Amar lei, so he said to him, no, mishum mekayim. The reason you're getting malchus over there is not for plowing. You're getting malchus because you're leaving it there. You're letting it stay. And just letting klayim stay is enough to get malchus for. I frekta gemara v'amiduktani sefer Rabbi Kiva omer afa mekayim. But the Braisa went on to say that Rabbi Akiva holds you get malchus for leaving it there. Mechal de Tanakama lav mishum mekayim hu. Makes it sound like the Tanakama holds that it's not because of leaving it there that you're getting malchus. You're getting malchus for some other reason. And isn't that other reason because you're planting? So says Gemara, no, kula Rabbi Akiva hi. The whole Braisa is all Rabbi Akiva. And the whole time, all it's saying is you only get malchus for leaving klayim there. Umay tam ka amar. The Braisa was just explaining why you get malchus. It's saying, my tam hamenachesh hamachafe b'klayim loka. Why does one get malchus for weeding klayim? Mishum mekayim, because he's leaving it there. Share Rabbi Akiva omer afa mekayim, because Rabbi Akiva holds even just leaving klayim there is enough reason to get malchus. My time at Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? Why does Rabbi Akiva think you get malchus just for leaving klayim there? Where does it say that in the pasuk about planting klayim? Titania, because the Braisa teaches as follows. Torah says, sadcha lo sizra klayim. Your field, you should not, what's lo tizra? You should not plant with klayim. Good, so what do I see from that pasuk? What are you not allowed to do with klayim? Planting. Ein li ela zareya. I would only see that you're not allowed to plant klayim. Mekayim inayin. How do I know that you're not even allowed to what? To leave klayim there? Talmud Lomar klayim sadcha lo. The pasuk says klayim sadcha lo. So if you just put the comma there on the words klayim sadcha lo, so then it sounds like you're not allowed to do it. Klayim in your field? No, you can't have any klayim in your field. Just leaving it there is a problem. Main point number. What do we have to? Three. There's no isser to plow klayim, but there is an isser to be mekayim klayim. What's mekayim? To leave it there, to let it stay. And now the last discussion. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed uveshvius. You're allowed to water a field that needs watering on chalamoed, and now the key part is, and also during Shemitah. I understand on Chol HaMoed that normally things that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, they're usher because it's a big burden. But when it's going to be a davar aved, when it's going to be a loss, the rabbanan allow watering as long as it's not too big of a burden. So it makes sense that you should be allowed to water a field that needs watering on Chol HaMoed. El Shvius, but Shemitah, what are you not allowed to do in a field during Shemitah? Are you allowed to plow a field during Shemitah? No. Are you allowed to plant a field during Shemitah? No. So if we had a machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, what is watering? Is watering plowing or is watering planting? Either way, you shouldn't be allowed to do it during Shemitah. Why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to do it during Shemitah? You're not allowed to plow during Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant during Shemitah. So whatever you think watering is, you're not allowed to do that during Shemitah. So El Shemias, but by Shemitah, whether you want to say, like Rav Yosef, that it's Zoraya, or whether you want to say, like Rabbah, that it's plowing, are you allowed to do these things during Shemitah? You're not allowed to do either one of those things. So why does our Mishnah say it's okay? Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaye, b'shvius b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. We're assuming that we're talking about Shemitah b'zman hazeh. We had this in Makos. Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan. D'tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe tells us, v'zeh dvara Shemitah shemot, b'shtei Shemitos hakasav medaber. The Torah teaches us about two different types of Shemitah. achas shmitas karka, there's the shmita of the land, that's an important concept, shmitas karka, the shmita of the land, which is letting the land rest, va'achas shmitas ksafim, another important concept, what's that?
Money.
The money, what about the money? That all the loans are cancelled, exactly. So we compare the two shmitas as follows. Bizman shatam shamit karka atam shamit ksafim. When shmitas karka is daraisa, shmitas ksafim is daraisa also. Ubizman shiyatam shamit karka, yatam shamit ksafim. And when shmitas karka is not daraisa, shmitas ksafim is also not daraisa. So nowadays we don't have yovel anymore, we don't have shmita mi daraisa anymore either. Not shmitas karka, and not shmitas ksafim. That's really annoying. And not shmitas ksafim. Bottom line is, what do you see that Rebbe holds? That there are times in history that Shemitah is only Midrabanan. So we live in those times. So therefore, even though you're not allowed to plow and you're not allowed to plant during Shemitah, and watering is considered one or the other, either plowing or planting, you're allowed to water in Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, because Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is a much lower level Shemitah. So you're allowed to water nowadays during Shemitah. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rava Amar, Rava would say, Afilu Tema Rabbanan. We could even assume like the Rabbanan that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. But Avos Asarachmana, and then you run out, Toldos Lo Asarachmana. The Torah only forbids doing Avos Malachos during Shemitah. You're not allowed to plow in the conventional way. You're not allowed to plant in the conventional way. But you're allowed to do Toldos during Shemitah. Toldos are only something that's Asar on Shabbos. What is an Avos Toldo? Are you familiar with this, these concepts from Elchel Shabbos? Good. So main point number four, two explanations. Why we're allowed to water a field, why it's mutter to water a field during Shemitah. A, we're talking about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. Shemitah nowadays is only Drabanan. And B, watering is only a tolda. You're allowed to do a tolda, watering is only a tolda.